Former transgender woman on sex change regret. People are transitioning in the hundreds. By Penny Starr on October 8, 2019. Inside the United States Supreme Court on Tuesday, justices heard oral arguments on whether Section 7 of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 protecting individuals from discrimination because of their sex applies to homosexuals and transgenders. But as attorneys made their pitches in the courtroom, Walter was making his own case about the lies being told about gender dysphoria on the steps of the High Court. Hare has credibility on the subject. In his 40s he started taking hormones, had gender reassignment surgery and lived as Laura Jensen for 8 years. It all started when I was 4 years old and my grandmother started cross-dressing me and I enjoyed it very much, Jensen said. But that cross-dressing started a confusion within me about who I was. And it was in 1944 before we had any words like gender dysphoria, Hare said. I was just a confused kid that was being affirmed by my grandmother who actually caused me to have this tremendous confusion, which started this journey to transgenderism, Hare said. Hare said it was when he started studying to be a counselor that he uncovered the truth about his own life. I wanted to be a therapist, Hare said. So I studied at UC Santa Cruz and realized in studying the books in the stacks that people who identified with gender identity disorder had mental disorders. And I thought we're not approaching this from the right direction, Hare said on the steps of the Supreme Court. We need to be addressing the comorbid problems that are causing people to believe they're a different gender. It seems to be compassionate to me to reach out to those people and actually guide them in the right direction and not fill their bodies with hormones and cut body parts off and rearrange everything in their lives so their lives are totally destroyed, Hare said. Hare, who has lived as a married man for the past 21 years, has a website, sexchangeregret.com, that he said hundreds of thousands of people have visited. Today we have a worldwide ministry that reaches over 300 million people a year and people now are transitioning in the hundreds, Hare said. Hare also wrote about his life in USA Today earlier this year. Had I not been misled by media stories of sex change success and by medical practitioners who said transitioning was the answer to my problems, I wouldn't have suffered as I have. Genetics can't be changed. Feelings, however, can and do change. Underlying issues often drive the desire to escape one's life into another, and they need to be addressed before taking the radical step of transition. After detransitioning, I know the truth, hormones and surgery may alter appearances, but nothing changes the immutable fact of your sex. Hare told people gathered at the Supreme Court, many there to protest for homosexual and transgender rights, that he has compassion for people who are struggling with their gender dysphoria but that true compassion calls for telling them the truth. I have tremendous compassion for those people who are struggling deeply with their identity and we all need to love them and have compassion for them, Hare said. But compassion isn't filling them with hormones, cutting off body parts. It's addressing the issues that are causing them to feel that way, Hare said. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.